Negotiations are continuing between the Western Illinois University Administration and the University Professionals of Illinois. They're trying to save money while also saving jobs. The goal is to have a plan in place by February 1st, though that deadline could be extended. University President Jack Thomas and UPI Chapter President Bill Thompson say the administration and employee groups have met several times since the start of the year. Thompson believes they're making progress, but there's still work to do. His goal is to get the layoff list down to zero.
One of the things we're doing right now, and we haven't quite finished with it yet, is coming up with a number. Once we have a number, a dollar amount that we can put on the table that we both agreed on, then we can work on cost-saving measures to reduce that number as close to zero as we can get. I would like to go all the way to zero. Administration's not sure that we can get to zero, but that's I'm ever hopeful. I think they're hopeful too, but they're more looking at like what might have to happen.
Right. Our goal is to reduce that number as low as possible as we can. However, we know that we do have circumstances, so we can't state what we're going to do because right now we don't know how it's going to work out. We are in good faith continuing to negotiate and to discuss those kinds of issues.
No matter what, you're still going to need to find some way to reduce expenses for next school year. Is that correct?
Well, right now, absolutely. We've been talking about this for a number of years. And let me just say this and place this in proper perspective. Western is no different from other institutions in the state. We're all dealing with the same situations here. We've had budget reductions since 2002, all of us, all of the public institutions. My colleagues, the other presidents and chancellors, we meet once a week, and we all talk about those challenges that we've had since 2002. And now that we have a budget impasse, we have not received a budget from the state, that it is having a great impact on all of our institutions. And we just have to find a way that we can all work together, as we are doing right now in those negotiations, to get us through these tough times.
So one of the things that we like to say on our side of the table, and it's an agreement with management, but one of the things that we like to say is, you know, the higher education is not a luxury. Rauner went ahead and funded primary and secondary. That's like seen as a necessity, and higher ed is viewed as a luxury, something that people can have but don't need to have. But in fact, in our culture, in our economy today, higher education is a necessity and ought to be funded like the other necessities. It shouldn't be thought of as an add-on in the budget process.
I imagine in your operating budget, the largest expense is personnel. So if you are going to reduce spending, how do you do that without impacting personnel?
Well, I mean, attrition is one way that it's been done, right? That as people retire, they're not replaced.
Do you think the desired savings can be achieved through attrition and retirement?
Well, not all of it, no, but some of it, yes. And we have been doing that. But without a budget coming from the state, it will be very difficult to continue to maneuver the way we have. But at the same time, I just want to say that through all of this, this is not going to affect the education that we provide, the quality of the education that we provide. It's not going to affect our students. We are always concerned about protecting the quality of the education and protecting the students here at our university.
This would be an area where we might slightly disagree. You know, we believe that the laid off faculty will affect students. I mean, these are valuable individuals who were hired for their expertise, who have formed personal relationships with their students, and that when the faculty are the university in the sense that what the university does, educate people. You know, that's our mission. That's done through the faculty. And when faculty get cut, then parts of that mission don't get fulfilled.
Has the list of layoffs been pared down since what was proposed in December?
It has not yet. We are discussing that.
Specifically, how much are you looking at how much money are we talking about? I know a figure of 7 to 11 million had been discussed at one point. Are we still in that range?
We're still within that range in terms of overall.
Right.
Western Illinois University President Jack Thomas also says salaries will be reduced for members of his leadership team. That includes the provost, vice presidents, and deans. He did not know how much money that would save. Thomas was joined by UPI Chapter President Bill Thompson in providing an update on talks about possible budget cuts. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.